As we're approaching the last day of Pesach, or for some of us, the last days of Pesach, we need to think about really the essence of the holiday, or the Kedushat HaYom of the final day, which means the preparation for leaving concluded all of the plagues, the 10 plagues, even though we ultimately know it was the 10th plague which caused Paro to break and caused us to be free. So then we get to the beginning of Parshat B'Shalach. People leave. And already then we're told something that we need to really pay attention to. That God didn't take us derech Eretz Plishtim, or to use our language, He didn't take us in the shorter path. Rather, Judaism has always been about the longer path. It was the longer path which took us down to Egypt in the first place. And it's this longer path which will take us to our destination, but again, through the longer path. Had we gone through the shorter path, we would have gone up through Gaza, which I guess is quite ironic right now. We would have gone up the coast, and we would have gone straight to the land of Israel. Instead, we wander into the desert. Now, obviously, the desert's going to lead us to another place, which is going to be quite significant, and that is Sinai, and that we'll leave now until we get to the holiday of Shavuot. But it also caused something else. It caused us to have our backs against the wall, to get to what most likely was a peninsula, and we were then surrounded by water on all sides, and Egypt on the other side, which means there was no way out. And it's then that the sea splits, and we go through, at that point, the dry land till we get to the other side. And then the water returns and the Egyptians are killed. Which means that part of the seventh day of Pesach is feeling as if our lives were in danger and then being saved. And maybe the reason this is so important, because one could have or would have thought that after we left Egypt, everything is good, everything is great, everything is fine. We've achieved geula, we've achieved redemption. Everything at this point is perfect. But we need to remember that Judaism always seems to be the longer path. And when we take that longer path, we're sometimes going to be very vulnerable. And it seems to be that precisely that message of vulnerability is what God wanted to teach us, even to the point of having the water up to our nostrils and being in a situation that it seems as if there's no way we can possibly survive. Nonetheless, at that point, God does the absolute miraculous and saves the people. And we continue on our path, which again is that longer path. Which means the message over here is that the holiday of redemption, Chag HaGeula, the holiday of Pesach, has two aspects. One is the initial salvation, the initial Geula. Or even one could say that based on the language of the Gemara, one can almost say the Hitchalta de Geula, the beginning of the redemption. That beginning of the redemption is what happens at midnight, the death of the firstborn, and yes, then we leave in the morning. But then as we continue and as we travel, we find ourselves in a life and death situation. And the seventh day of Pesach really is that experience of after thinking that we're safe, realizing that we're always vulnerable, and what it always comes down to, God being there to save us. And that point of moving from death to life, where we're saved, and then break out in song because we have that realization that we were saved, that's the essence of the seventh day. And that's what we should be experiencing now. And maybe this year, more than other years, we should feel this. That we, at times, feel vulnerable. At times, we're in difficult situations. And we could be in a process of redemption. Again, that vulnerability can cause us to all kinds of feelings of fear. But nonetheless, God is there in the background. God will save us. That's the continuation of this celebration of redemption. And when we really fully appreciate and understand this, we almost have no choice but to break out in song and to appreciate that God is there and protects us and indeed redeems us.